You're listening to Radio 9, and next up is Crime Time with Gilly Stevenson, which today is taking a look at superheroes.
Help! My car has been stolen and my baby's in the back!
What the?
There's a little kid in the back seat!
I'm not stopping!
Yes, you are!
Superheroes. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Iron Man, Wonder Woman. Lots of comics have been sold, and lots of films and TV shows have been made about men and women, but mainly men, who save us from burning buildings and fight crime while wearing ridiculous costumes. And with me today to talk about why comic book crime fighters are so popular is journalist Giles Baxter and writer Tara Starling. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Giles, how popular are superheroes today?
I think they're more popular than ever, Gilly. In recent years, the sales of both print and digital comics have gone up, and superhero movies are incredibly popular. The Avengers, X-Men, Spider...
Why are they so popular?
I think one reason is because we live in difficult times with crime, terrorism, unemployment. People want someone to protect them and give them hope for a better future. Superheroes were really popular in the 1930s when the world economy was in a bad way, and I think it's similar today.
Right.
Superheroes also have positive human qualities that we'd all love to have. Wonder Woman's honest, Spider-Man's responsible, Iron Man's clever, Batman's strong.
And they're all really good looking.
I don't know about that. But people do like the idea of having superpowers, of being able to fly like Superman, to change your body like Mystique from the X-Men, or to become invisible like Sue from the Fantastic Four.
Definitely.
And one reason superhero movies are so popular is because of computer graphics, special effects that allow superheroes to do the most amazing things. And on the screen, it looks totally real.
That's true. Tara, what do you think?
I don't like superheroes.
Oh? Why is that?
Because they're vigilantes. They decide who the bad guys are. They catch them, they hit them, and sometimes they kill them. But who gives them that right? In our society, we have the police and a justice system to decide if someone is innocent or guilty.
Oh, that's true, but...
Superhero stories can encourage normal people to become vigilantes. And vigilantes can be violent and attack innocent people. It's not right.
Did you know that some vigilantes dress as superheroes to stop crime?
Really?
Yes. There was an example in the news the other day about a young man from Manchester. He dressed in a £200 blue and black costume and...
Like Batman?
Yeah. He called himself the Night Warrior and he went round the streets at night trying to stop fights and antisocial behaviour.
Oh.
But he was beaten up and hurt quite badly.
Oh, the poor thing. Well, I feel like...